Welcome back. It's Backspin Golf. And I just said to Sean, there is nothing I enjoy more doing this show than talking to my buddy Michael Gallagher all the way across, I'm not saying the pond, the ocean. We spoke to Michael a couple months ago when the Irish Junior Open series was just getting started for this season. And now it's just wrapped up, and there's so much to talk to him about. And this just, it's fascinating to me we can do this. And every time I get to talk to him, it's a blessing to me. Hello there, Michael.
Hi, Marty. How are you all keeping over there in, over the pond, or over the ocean, as we should say?
We're doing fine over here, and I know you are. I just got to say this. You, I don't know where you got your social media training, but wherever you did, you are a master at it, because keeping up with the with this Irish Junior Open series, the Flogus Irish Junior Open series, is amazing on Facebook and on Twitter. I don't do Instagram. I'm not sure if you're on, but the stuff you post every single day is fantastic, and you're to be commended. My kids would think you were really good.
Thanks very much, Marty. Yeah, to be honest with you, in this day and age, you need to be sort of on all social media channels, because it's the only way people tend to interact nowadays.
Yeah.
And also, one of the very first things I always say whenever I speak to sponsors, I say, look, at the end of the year, I can guarantee you that you will get a lot of people finding out about your company, because I do a lot of advertising, and I always want to give, you know, I want to give the sponsors, and I want to give the host golf courses, and I want to give them a lot of advertising. So yeah, it's great that I can use social media as an advertising tool to not only keep all the parents and competitors updated with the events, but also for promoting the series and for promoting the sponsors. And it's where I've gotten a lot of my greatest contacts. I, yourself, Gary Player, you know, people like that. There are a lot of media, influential media people that is beneficial for my all-round job. Mm-hmm. So, no, I feel my social media skills are probably my greatest attribute, and it's an attribute that you need in this day and age. Specifically, I see a lot of golf clubs, and I think their social media is poor, and their interaction with their members and visitors like are poor. Yeah. And you know, I try to not be in that department. I try to keep it all very professional. And with the apps on your phone nowadays, it's amazing what you can do to do different things. Yeah. To, you know, engage with everybody else. So it's good.
It is good. And you, hey Sean, Michael just mentioned me and Gary Player together. Did you hear that? Okay. I just want to make sure Sean knows who he's working with here, because I'm a huge guy now. First, I want to talk about, I know it was very successful again this year. It's the third year you've done it. I want to talk to you about Harry O'Hara, who won this year's Irish Junior Open Series. This kid, every year, the three have been fantastic. My relationship with Sean Ryan and his dad, Jimmy, has grown because of you. But Harry O'Hara, how old is he? And talk to us about this video that he did and then Gary Player's response to him. It's amazing.
Yeah, Harry O'Hara, he's 9 years of age. Mm. And I've known Harry from whenever I was doing the presentation, I said during the presentation that my sort of first image of Harry was at the first ever Irish Junior Open event I ran at Killeamon Golf Club, which was my home golf course.
Yeah.
I remember him, he must only have been about 5 years of age, standing on the putting green. And like Harry was very small back when he was five, as you can imagine, but he was standing on the putting green and hitting putts into the hole, holding every putt. And I'm just saying to myself, this kid's unbelievable. Now, I've gotten to know Harry a lot more in depth in the last number of years, and not only is he an amazing golfer, who I think, and I said this again at the presentation, I think will go on and do great things in golf, but he's an amazing child. You know, like the way he spoke to Gary Player and the way he spoke during the presentation. And, you know, he's, for a sponsor like Flow Gas to come on board and support the series, he's a great ambassador for not just the Irish Junior Open Series, but also for Flow Gas and for, you know, the whole thing as a whole. Like, yeah. He's a credit to his family, and he's also a credit to his school, Rockport Academy, which, you know, it's at that age, he's, you know, he's an amazing child, and as I say, he's very grounded, down to earth, and that's what, you know, that's what everybody tends to remember about him as well, which is good.
Yeah, and he, you know, you post video of his swing, like you did with Sean, and it makes me sick, Mickey. It makes me sick because I've been playing golf for over 30 years. I have never one time had a swing like Harry O'Hara has at his age.
Harry, I would say Harry's swing is very reminiscent to some of the older golfers. It's a very, you know, when I say older, I'm talking about, you know, back in the day, all the real greats of the game, yeah. Walter Hagen and Ben Hogan and all. It's a very, you know, it's a great swing to emulate. You know, I just played around a golf today with a good friend of mine, and, you know, like, just some of the things that I see in the older swingers of the club, I see in Harry, and that's great because he's in control of his golf ball at all times, and his short game's amazing, and he's an all-rounded golfer. Yeah. And that's obviously what you need to be in this day and age, and that's why he's gotten to the top of the Flow Gas Irish Junior Open Series and become the Gary Player Trophy winner. So, you know, it's great to see all the talent coming through, you know. And as I say, I've known Harry for 4 years now, and it's after finishing runner-up last year to Sean Artell, Ollie McAvoy. Sorry, yeah. You put Sean Renham head there. To finishing to Ollie McAvoy last year, beating him the final day, it was great to see him come back and win this year. And I think that shows a lot of character.
Yeah, it does.
Going forward, that he can take that adversity and come back and you know, come back strong.
At that age, too. And he did a fantastic video with surrounded by trophies, thanking everybody and speaking about Gary Player. The trophy that he won is named after Mr. Player. And then, as he always does, he's the world's best ambassador for golf. Gary Player sent a video back to Harry and to you and the series.
Gary Player's, he's an incredible person, you know. Like, even if anybody follows him on Twitter or social media, they'll see that, you know, what he gives back to the game every single week on a Monday after the events, the professional events are finished. He'll congratulate all the winners, girls and boys. He congratulates everybody. And, you know, he's an amazing ambassador for the series. And I look forward to meeting him at the Open Championship next year and shake his hand. I'm actually in the process. It will be finished in the next couple of days. I've gotten a montage of competitors put into an image with his trophy. I'm getting it framed, and I'm going to post that off to Mr. Player as a thank you just for the work that he's done for the series. So, you know, I think that'll be a nice wee touch to send to him. I always like to give back, and I feel that'll be something he'll hopefully cherish and put up in his house. So, no, you have to do these things from time to time, and I hope you're using your Irish Junior Open stuff as well, Matthew.
Well,
good luck.
I did get a little package of stuff from you. I have it on my keychain, a Flogus Irish Junior Open Series thing that I got from you. So every day, every time I take my keys out, I'm reminded. My putter head cover is my Irish Junior Open Series, my ball mark. I'm reminded of you all the time, Michael.
Good man. I hope it's given you plenty of encouragement to shoot good scores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, a lesson with you would give me a lot more encouragement, I'm telling you.
Well, as I say,
I know.
Next summer, that's your opportunity. Come over.
Yeah.
We'll sort out the Open Championship.
I promise.
Play some links golf, and I'll take care of you. So
I promise. You mentioned the Open Championship next year. This is going to be huge. It's at a pretty special golf course.
Unbelievable. Like, the ticket sales have went through the roof. They've sold out. It's the first time in the Open Championship's history that they've actually sold out the tickets. I was speaking to Graham McDowell's brother a few weeks ago, who's a greenkeeper at the club. And
we're speaking about Royal Portrush.
Yes, Royal Portrush, yes. Right. I was speaking to Graham's brother, and he was saying, he wasn't 100% sure, but he was saying to me he thinks that they were limited to 50,000 tickets a day, and they have sold out for the championship days now. The practice days are on the verge of selling out. It's going to be amazing, and wow, it's going to be a great spectacle for you know, Irish golf as a whole, and, you know, just going forward, it's going to be amazing. And I'm going to, over the winter, you know, develop a few events to coincide with the Open, and, mm-hmm, and hopefully try and use that as a springboard to growing the game in Ireland, both for the adults and for the juniors and for corporate golf. And I'm just going to get involved in it in quite a bit. So, you know, it is going to be a special time, and I'll be there to see it all. Hopefully see a Tiger Woods victory.
Yeah, baby. In the couple minutes we have left, it was a tremendous success again this year, but you're already moving on to next year's series. You've announced there's a Port Marnock is going to be involved as one of the host venues.
Port Marnock, County Louth, and Castle Rock, which are three of the best links courses in Ireland. Like, County Louth has hosted two Irish Opens. Port Marnock's an amazing resort, and Castle Rock up near Portrush is an amazing venue for any Americans or anybody coming from around the world. Definitely three venues that I would put on my calendar, and the juniors are going to get an amazing opportunity to play these. I'm running them, and I'm also getting more involved with adult and junior events purely because I feel it's great to see the, you know, the adults. Most of the time it's parents. I open it to all the adults, but most of the time it's parents. It's great to see the parents coming to the events and getting to play with their loved ones. You know, one of the parents said to me, look, this is amazing. You know, I never thought I'd get an opportunity to compete in an event with my child. And, like, it's amazing. So, you know, it's all going well. Just want to touch on one thing, Matthew, before we do head on. Sans NI, which was a charity for this year's series, we donated a cheque to them for £1,000, which has brought the total to over £7,000 in the 4 years of running the Irish Junior Open. So, you know, that's something that's close to my heart as well. I like to give back, as I said. I always ensure that the sponsors get maximum exposure for their sponsorship, and I feel, you know, the series as a whole is growing well, and I thank you and ESPN and Sean in the background there. Thank yous all for helping to spread the word of the Irish Junior Open Series, which is sponsored by Flogas. So, no, it's great that, you know, it's a great thing to be a part of, and I'm looking forward to growing more events and, as I said, getting more involved in corporate golf events in Ireland and other events as well. So, thanks very much.
Well, there's nobody better than you at putting these on and giving back. And, you know, hitting shots from the beach and seeing pictures of you in a hot tub in Marbella and all that stuff. The whole experience.
That was work-related.
I know it was. I know it was. But there is nobody, seriously, that I admire more than you. And I can't wait till this summer. I'm going to get over there to finally sit with
Definitely.
You.
Get it sorted, and I'll look after you.
I will.
One last thing before you go, Matthew. Yeah. I just want to, I know this has been filmed on 9/11 today, so my thoughts are with all the Americans. My thoughts are with you on this this Remembrance Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. You're the best, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Dead on. Thank you, Marty. Okay. Anybody that wants to get in touch with the Irish Junior Open, it's irishjunioropen.com.
Okay. I talk about it all the time, and I'll always do that. Talk to you
Thanks
soon.
Thanks very much.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.